there and try to drive through.
But it was dry when I was there. I guess it got wet for Dan, but oh yeah, we'd go up and down with the tide.
Up and down, yeah.
And then, you know, you have a storm and that whole area would flood out.
I better not sit down too long.
Kenny calls office, and the Cargill office would flood out all the time.
Sat in the car and it's just like.
It's still wet down there.
I know.
Oh yeah.
Sometimes you just need that.
So that's just come?
Yes, 10 minutes late.
Well, we'll hang on.
I forgot about it till 5:30, cause my sister-in-law was due to arrive many minutes.
Hey Dan, can we get started? Did you wanna address the fence first and then go into the art project? We can knock that out.
We can take it, yeah. Because, yeah, we'll be a pretty good amount of time on number one.
I think so, I figure we just.
With all these?
Huh?
With all these?
September 15th, I was putting in.
Who are we waiting for?
It's not easy, like I've looked at them, I'm like.
Right, oh, yeah.
There's some good ones in there.
Yeah, those kids did great.
I said, I'm glad this is a board, you guys get to pick it. Speaking of that, you know, we're looking at a skateboard park right out next to your house.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, speed bumps on both sides.
I tell you what, it's nylon boulevard's fun. You see, some of these people don't slow down, and man, you can hear it.
I've been down there, I can't tell you.
Did you find anything?
Times, everybody's coming to just about a stop.
That's a city sprint.
I've been down there on a motorcycle quite a bit.
And that's mine.
And on the.
A lot of difference in it.
It's not as bad going across on a motorcycle.
It was, yeah.
I guess not.
Oh yeah, that was my friend there, and up there.
Highway, off highway.
That actually looked even better.
It is, you know, you're going across the street.
Than what I had.
You're doing like Tacoma, I'll tell you that, I mean, it's going really slow.
It's almost a stop and then just creep over, is really what it's built for. But it has improved it greatly out there for that walking area.
Well, I know what I do, I'm in Shipley Street now.
And I've been running and sitting down there and having my guys sit down Shipley Street, sitting down on South Shipley by Pennsylvania.
We were supposed to meet last month.
And I'm sitting there with a motorcycle, been out there several times.
Oh, you see everybody roll through that stop sign?
No, no, I sat there just far enough where they're looking left and then they have to look back and they stop right there. Just, that's my, some people were waving and thanking me, thumbs up, and others were making sure that I think they were gonna go, and they saw me and they stopped. So you can see it's a problem. You know, where they'll run it if you're not there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to back it up. Every time I go, I park just a little further back.
Yeah.
And you're seeing the same ones, so.
Yeah, and then they also run the one up there on the corner there where Alan's house is.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm trying to, once in a while, park further north on Shipley, so they're not just always seeing me to the left.
Yeah.
Those branches are kind of right there in the way where I'd like to back up, right there south side.
No, when she said it was,
so they'll get cleaned up soon.
Making sure she had a packet over there.
Yeah. You can't see that motorcycle very well. They really got to look.
No. I just meant to make sure you had a packet over there.
Okay. We'll go ahead and call the order of the meeting of the Police Chief's Advisory Board. Thank you all for coming tonight. We got a lot of business, so we'll go ahead and go right into it. I'm going to change the order of new business from number one to number two tonight. But first off, before you, in your email box, you have a copy of the minutes from the previous meeting on February 17th. And I'll accept a motion to accept those minutes. I'll give you a couple of minutes to review them because they are fairly fresh.
I'll do a motion to accept it.
I'll
Would you say that a little?
I'm so sorry. I'll do a motion to accept the minutes as they are.
Okay, we have a motion from Mrs. McGill. Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
And a second from Mr. James. If there's no other discussion on the minutes, then I'll take the yeas and nays. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's a unanimous decision. Or it's not unanimous. All present voted in favor. Okay, so we'll move on. There's no changes to the agenda other than we're going to switch business from item number one to item number two in reverse. So the chief, recently we received some grant funding, and I'm going to ask Chief Kraft to explain the funding for a perimeter fence around the police station.
So first I'd like to say thank you to Councilman Henderson, because had it not been for him and the League of Local Governments having a meeting and him bringing information back to me that where there was funding available, we wouldn't be able to present what I'm about to. But with that said, I've been here 3 years. We have a very open perimeter around our facility, and there's been a lot of concern by the officers. There's been a lot of folks wandering around in the back, around our police cars, around our POVs back there. We've had prisoners on several occasions that has broken free and tried to escape from our officers. That's led to foot pursuits. We got Boys and Girls Club on one side, high school, elementary, young little preschool kids sometimes out there during the day, and elementary school off to our I guess you're southwest of us, and of course Jay's Nest, and just probation and parole down the street, and a lot of folks that just come back there uninvited in an unauthorized only area. And so that's been some discussion with our officers that has led to conversations with the council members and the mayor and our city manager to try to secure that perimeter, put a well-defined perimeter up there. And with that, when Councilman Henderson brought this opportunity to me, we drafted up a document based on a quote that we got from Seaford Fence, which was just to get some preliminary ideas, because if this comes to fruition, we have to put it out to bid and things of that nature. Preliminarily, we saw that this cost was going to be between $90,000 and $107,000, and that's to put cantilever gates on the entrance and exit at the front portion of the building. That would be monitored with camera and intercom, and also the ability to buzz people in once they can be identified and have authorized access, as well as the call takers being able to buzz the gate open if someone had to rush out of the building. Also have motion sensors there, the loops cut into the ground so that it could all be automated as well. And we have fencing right now, if you've been up to the PD, that goes all the way across the back and up the sides to just around the back area roughly of the PD, kind of down between the Boys and Girls Club and North Market Street Extended, you know, that separates the property there. And there's a tower back there that's used for 911 communications that has a fencing around that. Some of that fencing area is in bad shape too. We had a prisoner that got released on felony charges. We had towed his car waiting for the daytime search warrant to be done, and he was able to come back around the back of the property and get up under the fence and tried to get into the car. Come to find out there was a lot of drugs and whatnot in the car. We apprehended him before he could get away with him. And so that's part of some of the area that has to have tension rods and stuff and some fencing replaced back there as well, and some lighting added at some point. So we presented this. It got kicked over to DEMA under Weapons of Mass Destruction. We presented to them because that's a funding source to secure your high-risk areas like PDs, government buildings. And they approved us for $90,000 in grant money. And we presented it before the council just Tuesday night, and the council approved the funds. And we wanted to make you aware as the board, because you represent a lot of our community stakeholders, because we don't want to make it look like we're trying to cut ourselves off from the public. And really what this fence does is provide a well-defined perimeter so that we can quickly identify anyone in the unauthorized area, and we can also contain any threats that might get away from us potentially, and also help make our officers safe at the same time, because they've had fear that folks were getting descriptions of their cars. There have been officers that have been followed, and people came by their homes and things of that nature. We don't have take-home cars, so they drive their POVs, so that is problematic. Especially the last few years has been a little bit you know, unfortunately, it's stressful, I think, for everybody. So we just wanted to present that to the board to make you aware, and if you have any questions, answer them for you.
Chief, can you tell me again how the fence is going to be? So I'm familiar with that there is a circle, right? That you can go in and come out.
Yep.
So are you
that
saying...
That stays the same.
Okay, so where's the fence going to start?
So right on the very front corners of the building.
Yes.
They'll come right off the front of that with the 16-foot gates that are going to slide back and forth.
Okay.
And then from the outside edges of those, it'll go out to where the existing fence line's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And then just go back to about the back corner building and tie into the existing fence on both sides.
Okay, but the circle will be open.
That stays open. All that stays the same. Nothing really changes. And this is currently labeled as no unauthorized access anyway.
Okay.
It's just that anybody can walk back there, drive back. We've had people drive cars back there. We've found people on probation walking around back there. And we've had people walking around our POVs. And we have police cars that park. We have rifles mounted in there. And you don't shut those cars off. You lock the doors. But you never know when there's going to be someone that forgets to lock the door, or someone could bust a window and take off, and they've got an AR, you know, 15, locked and ready to go. And now they can break that connection and be able to pull that rifle out, even though it's locked. You pull on it hard enough, you're going to probably break it. So these are all safety concerns, and it's kind of the way of the world right now. I mean, we put a perimeter fence around the public building, right, a utilities building, because you got items in there you don't want people to steal. You put a cage up between the front seat and back seat of the car. Mm-hmm. And really that was done to protect the computers, not the people back in the day. Mm-hmm. Now what you're finding is you have a partition that does protect the officers, protects the equipment, and you have cameras in front and back to also monitor audio, video. So this is kind of like the way of the world. Every new facility is having that done as part of an infrastructure. Critical infrastructure is what they call it. We had to do an assessment. It's a vulnerability assessment, and it certainly is a vulnerability assessment. When you look at our crime in the area of Seaford and the potential threats that could harm other people if somebody got away from us, you just would not be well. I don't think it would be well received by the community.
So these gates would be similar to like what's at it?
It's going to be black vinyl around for
the
fencing.
Those types
similar, of I would say it's going to be black vinyl chain link, but there's going to be aluminum square frame gated cantilever gates.
It's going to be a motorized cantilever.
Motorized with the loops cut into concrete.
What's out there.
But it is going to be black vinyl coated chain link. And the plan is to also put the black vinyl slats around it for further perimeter security.
So that just sounds like it's almost two gates, like a...
One to go in and one to come out, because it loops around the back of the building. So when you go in, it's a one-way in to the right, and then if you're public, you would just turn left right in the front there with all the parking spots, and then turn left to go out. But for police, we come in the right. Go around the back of the building.
Okay.
That's where our sally port would be if we had an enclosure, but that's where we park to bring prisoners in, officers come in the back, and if they leave, they go out to the left. So there'll be a gate both ways. That'll be motion sensitive, and also it can be buzzed open by the call taker. So if they're running out to try to save time, the call taker can hit that button, have that gate open by the time they clear the corner. But no one can get in unless they've got their key fob or they've been vetted. That's the goal anyway. Now, when we have an event or something, I think that's something that we would look at opening the gates and stuff like that, because, you know, that's a little different because we're going to have personnel that's going to be staffed there. We'll be able to have that open back there. Maybe block off part of it, you know, so the cops have a way to put all their stuff over here and keep that one side open closer to the Boys and Girls Club. But the funding will not be released until February of 23. I'm still waiting on the actual award letter, even though I got the confirmation. And then I have to put it into the system and create a grant, a sub-grant through DEMA. And then it's just a matter of waiting and then bidding it out.
All right.
Yeah. So we just don't want anybody to think that we're trying to not be a community-oriented police department. It's just, you know, what we have to do nowadays.
Are there any other questions for the chief regarding the project?
Well, Chief, I really appreciate you getting going on it quickly, because it was a sudden opportunity, and I really didn't. Time was of the essence, and we got it done. So I'm just happy that it
Well.
The opportunity presented itself and that you could gather the information and get the grant.
Well, you made it happen, and with your support, it went to happen, so. That's a lot of money too, folks. That's a lot of tax, and I think we'll be able to do it for that amount. But at the very minimum, it's 84% of the total cost, which is, that's a lot of dollars for your investment, you know.
Yeah.
Now, what about the maintenance of it? Will that, how is that?
That'd be absorbed in our operating account, you know, year to year. I don't know what that'd be yet. Dan might have a better idea, but.
Well, the upkeep on the fence would be minimal. However, there's probably going to be some sort of service contract on the gate mechanisms. There'll probably be a yearly contract. There's probably a maintenance contract for the public utilities building or some sort of something for, you know, as a budget item for the maintenance of that.
It's been my experience that when you buy something like this, technology or whatever, you're best off to get that maintenance agreement. If you don't, it'll cost you more. So, you know.
Okay. Next, we'll move on, pardon me, to the Seaford School District ARC project for our Riding with the Pack Community Engagement Initiative. And Ashley emailed out some images, and she's placed them in front of us here this evening. And we have the difficult task of ranking them. So if you could take, we'll take just a few minutes, and what I would like to do is have each of you rank your top three out of this pile, if you haven't already done so. And then we'll each lobby and discuss why we felt our picks were the way they are. And there was a rubric.
The criteria?
Yeah,
was.
The criteria. How the
you know,
criteria is.
One
met.
Of them actually wrote it on their art project.
Sure did.
Yes, and I saw it. Yes.
They were making sure they checked that box.
Yes.
Sure did.
That's attention to detail, isn't it?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So please consider the rubric as you rank them. So we'll take. If you could, you know, we'll take 2 to 3 minutes for you to sort them out. I know you've had, you've been looking at them.
Hmm.
I do want to say that Florence just texted me. Her sister passed yesterday.
Oh.
I told her we'll keep her in her thoughts and prayers, and she won't obviously make it. And I have the originals that have the kid's name and information on the back.
I Anybody need any more time? Good? Okay. Well, we'll open it up. Mrs. Hall, would you like to rank your first three, or discuss your first three, or?
Well, I really did look at these before we came, and then I'm re-looking at them again. And I'm not sure I'm really, again, ranking them the way that I, you know, did before. I thought there was like three or four of them that were really, really close, and I really think it could be any one of the ones. For me, I picked this one, the City of Seaford. We are all equal, we are all in this together piece, and then they had community. We used the you, which I like that. And then my printer printed all the cities printed much better. And then I also like this one, the community badge. And I also like this one. But then again, there was a couple others in there that I'm probably going to be very negotiable,
very difficult.
Because I think there are several that are good. As really doing what, you know, was supposed to be there, and then I looked at that closer again, this one, this really, I wish that it had more color in it and things like that, because I think they did exactly what they were asked to do.
So I would say that I saw this thing too, and I was wondering if our graphics person could take and clean it up to add colors in, and then have the student look at it. Would anybody be opposed to that if you, at the end of the day, selected that?
Well,
I don't know.
That would have been my question.
Yeah.
Is this the final result, or is this a concept? Is this what would end up being printed in its original form on the trailer?
I don't have a problem with doing an original concept. However, I think that there has been projects like this that have been touched up by professionals to keep the same concept, but just make it legible. Add a few things in there. It's their project, but you made it come to life, kind of. I don't know if that's possible with Zeke or whomever.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want the kid to take any offense to it either. I'm glad it's you guys, because.
Yeah, that's right.
But like I said, for me, it would have been more stand out if they had just added some color and things like that. But yet, they've got the concept.
The kids didn't have a lot of time, I can tell you, from talking with Dr. Bell. So
for me, those were the choices that I had, but it's negotiable.
So, Mrs. McGill, would you?
So for me, I was looking at that as well. Thinking, would it be a touch-up? And then I'm concerned with the touch-up because then it's no longer the original. It's now the concept. Timing was an issue, but I think this one had a disadvantage because it may not be a disadvantage. They chose to draw the shield, where the ones that I looked at had the shield already concept.
Different schools, and I noticed that too.
Yeah.
So, I truest form, I like this, but would it be understandable on a graphic? And that's where I thought about the honorable mentions.
Yeah.
The ones I did pick was this one as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is I like the piece, the community, the heart, you know, we are all equal. I could see this being like the family photo that we kind of grew up to know our kids kind of draw. Mm-hmm. Other than mine, Matt, mine a little bit fatter. But I like that one. Same concept. I like this, and I think mine went with the people.
Yeah, I like that one too.
I think I went because of the people. And that's what drew my eye more to the community. And it was not identifiable of people, but you could represent the people. Those were my three, but this would have been my first because of the truest form. But if we're not touching up and not doing anything and putting it as is, then this is the one I was going with.
Okay. Mr. Mulvaney?
Yeah, everybody's got the same opinion about the concept being great, you know? And I just wonder, with a little bit of color, it would just stand right out, probably. And we sort of talked, the two I gravitated to was the same, the people standing on the, one of them was on the globe and this one was on, I don't know if that's supposed to be a stone or what it is, but but it's the same thing, the people on it. But I still went back to this one too.
Yeah, I like that one too.
And it's just, I don't know, it just kind of reaches out a little bit. There was another version of it, the one that had the blue jay with it, you know, with the same thing with the hands holding. But like this one, that and the people were really the ones that I drew. And this one would have been like 2A maybe or something, you know. That's where I fell in there.
Which, can you hold up your number one pick?
My number one? Well, I still like this. And I like this one better than the other one was more of a globe. I like this one better than the one with the kids. This one. This was the other one that was similar. But I like that one better. They're sort of the same kind of format. So this was number two, and then number three was the hands over the heart. And this was my first one. Yeah, that one was my second one. Pastor Jeff?
All right, this impossible task. for me, this was the...
The first one?
Yeah, the first. Yeah.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. That jumped out going through. And I think we were really... In agreement on this one. Yeah, they just did a great job with the overall concept, and I love the simplicity of this one, and that it's got the blue jay in there. So
I'd like to see what that student could have done with a set of colored pencils.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know what they were instructed.
Yeah, exactly.
To do.
Exactly.
Right.
I think
it was amazing.
Because that was very freehanded.
I think this is where they ran out of time.
It was.
I think they put so much detail in this, they ran out of time. They had the concept now.
Yeah.
Pastor?
This is my number one. And it's my number one because I think it's more diverse and inclusive of more than just one thing. So I see the state of Delaware. I'm assuming that might either be a blue jay or a dove, whichever one you want to choose to use as piece, the hands coming together. And some part of that, I am, I guess, sort of glad that they didn't have color, because sometimes when you add color, it also sometimes becomes exclusive to certain colors. And this is a community badge. So there should be something in here that someone should be able to pick at and say, I'm part of that, or I'm part of that, or I'm part of that, and this is why I like this badge. And I'm all for a cleanup. These are children, right? Mm-hmm. So they draw like children, we get it. But when you're going to put it on something that's going to be permanent, it should be not changed, but highlighted. So the dove should have a shape, or it should be a blue jay, right?
Well, actually, they're both on there.
Yeah.
The blue jay.
Forgive me with no children that I did this to my niece, like, and what was that? And what was that?
I see that.
That's you. I'm like, that's me?
You see it?
No,
that's
me, not
me. I saw
that.
Yes!
I got kids that
show me
that.
So, you know,
I see a blue jay at the tail of the dove.
So, okay, so then there you go.
Yeah.
So, and I'm okay with the blue jay being the tail of the dove.
Yeah.
And having that concept. I do not know what is down here, though. I'm a little concerned about what this writing is down here. I don't know if it says community or whatever, but this is my number one. and for those reasons. If I was going to do a number two, it would probably be this. Number two, a world, people, color, you know, pick a color that you like, you know, or whatever the case may be. So that was my number two. My number three would have been this. And I don't know really what the concept is, but I thought of maybe a broken world and there's goodness coming out of the broken world.
That's really good.
Nice. So, you know, the cracks in the world and, you know, whatever. So that was my second. I did like this too. I know we didn't ask for four, so I'm very clear on your three, right? So these are my top three. I did like this, but I wanted to be careful about the color of the hands.
Right.
And I wanted to be careful about that because there's more colors to our community than the colors that I'm seeing on this paper. And
I like
so,
that, but I was just, I shied away from it because I thought the pack was to gravitate, take, and pull to the children.
Yep.
And that's the only reason why I kind of stayed away from that one. My other thought would be, since we all kind of like this, don't know what the time frame is.
We don't really have one.
Is the council opposed to say if we can get another clean drawing from the child to have a relook? And maybe
I would just say that if we did that, you almost would feel like you'd have to give everybody an opportunity. I'd almost feel like if you wanted to do that, maybe I can talk to Zeke and see if he can scan this in and do nothing more than make things a little bit legible.
Or could we approach it this way, that, you know, with some graphic help there? Because I kind of like the, you know, in the pencil. I mean, I am not opposed to that at all, but it could use some graphics there. Could we not approach and say, you know, we really like this, we would like to use it? Would you be offended?
But this is Picasso.
Yeah. Would you be offended if we just added a little graphics to it?
Could we ask the kid?
That's what I'm talking about.
To be with Zeke? You said Zeke, right?
I gotta see one if he can do it. Like if he can scan this in and do whatever. I'm sure he's got a probably a million-dollar business there. You know, multi-million-dollar business.
But the child there with him to add his to make sure what he wants or what he's conveying. He or she conveying.
I think that would be great if he would do it. I can't speak for him.
Well, we're going to believe that Zeke is going to be working with our children.
Right, right. I think so.
We are going to believe
that. And I would think that he could.
Great, this.
What do you think, Dan? You're more into all of this type of mechanical stuff.
Well, I mean, when the rubber hits the road, I've got to be a participant in this. But as a city councilman, I wanted it to be more of a community thing and not give it the air that councilman was steering this, so I've been kind of quiet.
Oh, no, I'm talking about to your knowledge, do you think this is something that could be scanned in and something that could be kind of cleaned up?
I think it could, but does it violate the spirit of the contest, all of them?
I don't know. That's a tough one.
What's the lifespan of this decal?
Well, we've already violated them a little bit because they all had different things. This was drawn for them.
Yeah.
Right? This one was not. They drew it themselves, right? So each school student had a little bit of a different edge or no edge or
set of rules to go by.
Probably. Yeah. You know what I mean? In a sense, is what I'm thinking too.
They were asked to be creative. And they could have developed any. That's why I sent them a copy of what our badge looked like. But they were asked, according to this, what I sent to Dr. Bell, for them to be creative. Okay. It doesn't have to be a badge. It could be anything they want to make it that represents the community.
So then maybe these people were given.
They were given.
Because I'm assuming the city of Seaford is not what they did, right? They did not do that.
Right.
They were given
they were given that.
Now, who knows if that information that I sent Dr. Bell, if you were to read the email there, if that same concept was passed down specifically, you know how things, if you tell somebody this and then you turn around and whisper it, and you turn around, it gets completely out of context.
Yeah, so maybe it was a little skewed too. Yeah.
They were just asked to be creative, and I asked them to very specifically focus
then
on
that is a no.
Equality, peace, community, equity, safety, and school police, community, those types of things.
Okay.
So, as far as technology goes, he could probably scan that and overlay it and sharpen it up with some imagery and stay true to form.
Because we really don't still know what's being said down here.
It says Seaford, Police.
Okay.
And then there's some stuff drawn over top of that.
Yeah, I know, okay.
Looks like a ear of corn on the left.
Yes.
And I can clearly see the Blue Jay logo and the dove. And then whatever is, I'm not sure what is behind, whether it's dragon spreading its wings or what that is.
Do we all not have a connection to these cornfields?
Right.
My goodness.
And I see the Seaford banner with peace and justice beside it.
Mm-hmm.
And what looks like a peach.
Yeah, and then you got justice.
I can't figure that one out.
Students is told that this was the consensus to be the first place drawing. What would be the problem with having the student?
Right, yeah, you know, it's holding the ribbon. Right.
You know, if he's all, you know, if he's told that this was the choice of the community, whatever you want.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I like the concept.
Yeah, I do.
I think so. Yeah.
For just for what it's worth.
Then the way you put that out.
These were my top three.
You got me.
Are you caught up? What's your?
My top three was this one. I'm sorry, I had enough wrong order. This one.
Yep, that was one of mine.
Yeah. And then this one. This one. So, I think that we have boiled it down to a clear top.
A clear top.
Right?
Mm-hmm. We're all in agreement?
It's
just a matter of.
I need to know number two and three.
The other matter is number two and number three.
And I think it was this between these two from the council.
Yes.
These were yours as well? Well.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah.
Like, well, you
yeah,
the hands.
That was, yeah.
This one.
I mean, I would be good with this and that one first.
This
one.
So this would be secondary.
Yeah.
I don't remember how
she
many
started
had
on the
that
back
one.
Like that.
Ah.
It turned out like that. So she narrowed her badge down.
All right.
Can we see the original?
This is the original right here.
Yeah, can we see the original?
Central Elementary.
Can you read what's on the bottom? No, on the badge. At the top it says Seaford, but right underneath at the bottom
it's
still not legible.
Let me say, I think they got, the scanner is like intelligence scanner.
Okay.
It is like, what?
Okay.
I thought maybe it would be a little clearer.
That
looks like the police.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It looks like it's Seaford Police at the bottom, and
yeah.
That's a DE. I see that.
Yeah, I think DE there.
That's Seaford.
Maybe it's
well,
Seaford DE.
I see a PO, and then there's something drawn over it.
That they're doing.
Yeah. Oh. No, Delaware. D E L A W A A A R E.
Seaford
Delaware.
Woo! I'm telling you, some minds put together were working.
Where do you see that?
We think it's Delaware.
It's called art interpretation.
Right.
I think that is as well.
Yeah.
I see it.
L A W A R E.
Yeah, but then I see police.
Right, not sure what that symbol is.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at.
Maybe it's a peace symbol.
Well, the police is like just little right there.
Well, that's an I.
It was, and something got drawn over it.
Yeah, that's the Blue Jay.
I see it now. This person is amazing.
Right?
This is the Blue Jay right here.
Yeah.
Can you show us?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is about you. You haven't seen
it
yet?
I was thinking it was.
I didn't see it.
I think it's right there.
So this is the Blue Jay.
Yeah.
This is
it's
the
a
dove.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't see the Blue Jay.
I thought it. Okay.
I was so.
Yeah, but I see it. And they actually were very.
This, whoever this is amazing because there's stuff inside of stuff that I didn't see.
Yeah.
So can anybody identify what
very
this
talented.
Is?
Which one? The.
The dragon.
I almost feel like that's a torch, almost. like a Liberty torch maybe or something over there to the left of the bird?
Okay, I can see that.
To the left of the bird.
Yeah. See the little with flames coming off something? It almost looks like a torch maybe of some sort.
Underneath justice.
Underneath, okay.
You see the peace.
Oh, I see the justice and the peace. This person, who is this person? I'm serious.
And they did the scroll up the sides inside the
whoever
bed.
Whoever this child is, did a. Now I'm starting to see more stuff in this than
Delaware,
what I thought.
They got the Delaware little map thing there.
No, I definitely like the Delaware map. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm done talking.
All right, so.
That person, she.
This is not really a parliamentarian exercise.
That is.
But I have a number one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're number two?
My number two?
Yeah. Okay.
My number two. Sorry.
All right.
Yeah.
I can go with you.
That's mine as well.
Okay.
So then we said this
my,
was that
my
one
two.
Two
was everybody's three, I think.
All right, so.
That was that one?
Yeah, that one.
I think we have a majority of folks.
So number two.
That's
two.
That's
number two.
Two.
And then
how about
number three?
Well,
you're gonna.
I don't know. That's my three.
You can only hold up one.
Well, sorry, I'm like pick either one.
I know.
But okay, sorry. But I said that was my number two. But
which one is it?
Okay.
That was my number two. But I'll make it my number three.
If you're
gonna
keep lobbying, keep going.
So we got these two right here.
Can I tell you, I hate doing that, dude. I hate lobbying.
Oh wait a minute! Did you change it up on me?
No. This was my number two.
Oh. So
but number two was more. I was outvoted on number
two. Are you bumping number two down to number three then? Or are you?
I'm taking my number two down to number
strong.
Three. I'm really four.
So,
so this is my three.
And you're here.
This was my three.
So how many of each of these do we have?
The three is this.
Okay, so.
Okay. This is my this is my second.
This is my three.
So two right. And two. You're two to two. You're a tiebreaker, you and Dan. What you got, big guy?
It's got to be odds.
Oh, Dan, you're the tiebreaker.
Well, who's?
So this was
that one.
So that was hers.
That's my three.
One, two, three. One, two. It comes down to you. Are you tied? Are you?
There's five people here. I'm not voting.
All right,
so
right.
If you're not voting,
so that's,
then this is the one.
Yeah.
So this is number
I'm not going to create a tie.
Is that three?
Yep, that's three.
Yeah.
We have a tie. We have a tiebreaker.
Everybody agree?
Yeah.
Number one?
One.
Yeah.
Yes.
Number two?
Two.
Yes.
Number three?
Yep.
Yes.
All right.
Now.
Yeah, this is like a sausage
right
here being
is
made.
Have to
yeah.
Explanation.
Is everybody happy?
I'm happy, yeah. But I just think if the public was to see this as it is, this one may need some explanation. Just like we had to take the time to figure it out and then look into it. So if this cannot be cleaned up, would this be as it is? If they say we don't have time, we're not going to touch it. Are we okay with this being a symbol on a public for a year or two?
Good question.
That's the board's decision.
I'm believing that graphics will touch it up. So the only reason I'm saying that is I know graphic artists, right? And they can make something that you thought wasn't popping pop. Right,
yeah.
And I don't know who Zeke is. I'm assuming.
Do you graphic artists be willing to do this for the community and clean it up?
My graphic artist that's in California, I don't know. I could ask her. She's young, but you know what I mean.
I just don't want it to. It needs cleanup, but I just don't want to take away from the integrity of the child. I don't want the child to see, and it's.
Well, yes, I agree.
She or he,
I think it either has to go as is. Or we don't.
Well, here's my perspective on it is that this was a superior effort, although it's incomplete.
Who says it's incomplete? We are.
Well, we do. She completed it because she had to submit it. Whether she was done or not, it had to go in. So, but that's not the end of the process. As long as she is included, as long as the artist is included through the process to deliver a final thing,
then I'm fine with that. Not to just say, okay, you're the winner, and then the artist sees it on the trailer and it doesn't look anything like what she did, or he did.
Right. And that's my suggestion.
I agree with you.
So as long as this person is committed to completing the process with Zeke or whoever the artist is gonna be that's gonna make the decal, then I would say that's fair.
Yes.
Because.
Do they get to sign it?
The next question.
Whatever we want. I'd like to bring them to the board, maybe have another call another board meeting. And I don't know, maybe a council meeting, have the board come in.
I think the council meeting would be nice.
Have the kids come in and the parents come in and do.
To have them come and them get a.
I would like to see the artist's name or logo, like however artist sign. I would like to see her name somewhere.
Name, initials or something, yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
Even if they wanna include it in there, I think an artist should always sign their artwork, but.
I'm wondering if it's not already in there.
It might be.
Right.
It might be. It might very well be. And if it is, leave it alone.
We have the three set, so.
Give us enough time, we'll find it.
We need to enter into, we don't know the names, we're just gonna go by image.
I have her name.
So.
And school.
All right, so do you have the name of the second and third artist?
I have the artist's name right here.
Okay, so.
You want it?
I'm trying to figure out how this motion, because we're gonna approve these three.
Look hard enough, it's in there, probably.
So, what I would ask for is a motion for exhibits 1, 2, and 3 as selected. Which one was it?
1, 2, and 3.
I'm looking for, oh, there it is. 1, 2, and 3.
So Ashley, if we give her a minute, do you mind?
We do the same exact thing with our River Fence logo every year. We draw it ourselves, and we are much less talented than many of these children, to be honest with you. And every year, we draw a picture, it's very rough, and we send it to a local company, and they send it back to us, and every year it looks exactly like what we pictured, envisioned. It's just cleaned up, the colors are bright, it pops.
Gotcha.
So.
Gotcha. So we have ranked the three, and if you have the names of these three, do you have yours ranked in order?
I'll give you the names if you like.
All right.
So you put it in the minutes.
Yeah.
I got to get these other two, but the one that everybody selected for the number one. I'm gonna maybe let someone else look at the first name. I can't tell if it's Shayna or Shamia Garcia Silva. S-H-A, I can't tell if that's an M-I-A, N-I-A, or what you look at though.
That might be her initials on it.
Looks to me like Shamaya.
It's a teacher's handwriting, but I just can't.
Is that a J for the blue check?
Mm-hmm.
This kid.
Are you finding right. more?
I gotta tell you, when you did your I loved that explanation.
Well,
right.
So
don't mind my head, Steve, every now and again, you know.
The name of this one?
The art, there's the artistic interpretation. It's a beautiful thing.
Oh, that's the name of this
that's
one.
That was the third one.
Oh my goodness.
Oh,
It is, yeah.
And this is Frederick Douglass.
So, that creative mind and visualization to be able to see.
Do we hit three different like schools?
No, we got two of them on Fonda.
Yeah. That'd be amazing.
Right. Right.
What a thought.
Yeah. Really.
Exactly. Yeah.
So number one was Central. Was this number three?
That was number three.
Number three was Fred. It's original. And let me find number two. Fred Douglass. Catherine Mendez. This was a nice one, too.
What was that one, Chief?
Number two.
I even see the lady winking.
Look at that.
So,
right.
That's
one.
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 This is two. This is a hell of a bit. Like, what?
What is this?
Yeah. Yeah, I have
a desk. Is that is
okay.
A desk? Okay.
Thank you very much. So, I'm seeking a motion to accept first prize by Silva, second prize by Mendez, and third prize by Trujillo. In that order.
So moved.
Okay, I got a motion from Mr. Mulvaney.
I'll second it.
And a second from Ms. Pastor Miller. Any other discussion on this? Okay. So we'll accept. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Thank you. So we've got this part selected. Mm-hmm. Now we have the order of business to discuss the appropriate prizes for the top three art projects. I guess the timing of a news release, you want to allow the artist to work on it and inform Ms. Silva.
It gives us time to get whatever awards we choose. I had Karen doing some research with the trophy place. We can do trophies, we can do medallions.
Do you have a budget? pardon me.
Something set aside for it, but what I do have is $600 for our police community coffee with a cop, and we haven't used any of it this year. So Charles received grants, we could use funding from that to supply the three trophies and purchase a flag. And I think I can have enough left to do a vinyl badge on the side of the trophy.
Okay.
But the trophies, I can try to email you guys. Karen's still working on getting pricing together. About $18 a trophy, first, second, and third. And what they have is a circle at the top, a circle at the bottom, and then a place for a brass plate. What we thought we could do was take the image of each of the drawings and print them out in color somehow, get them sized so we can stick them on there, even if we get Zeke to do a little vinyl thing that we put there. Mm-hmm. And then down at the bottom, you know, we can put the child's name and their school and the year and whatever else we might want to put.
Mm-hmm.
That's $18 a trophy. The medallions are a little bit less of money. They have first, second, and third. They, you know, go across your neck. They're about yay big. And we could do the graphics on the front and have it engraved on the back. So I'm not sure if anybody has a choice of trophy versus a medallion that goes around your neck. What do you think? Trophies are fairly good size.
I like the trophy. Trophy
gives them something. They would all look the same other than saying first, second, and third. Everybody
right.
Be okay with something like that.
But now, when they're
got different ideas,
their image is of their drawing is placed on their trophy.
That's what the goal would be. We've got to see if we can once again do that too and have that
size somehow. We have Sierra, who's pretty crafty, with you know, with technology and stuff. She might be able to print it out there. There's the exhibit in charge. I'd like to give them something that's got the original art picture stuff right there on the paper. Do you have some other ideas? Because I don't.
So,
I believe it's
so that's appropriate for an elementary student to get a trophy with their own artwork on it in the 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
Gold, silver, and bronze.
I talked to the fire chief. They do fire prevention. It's funded by the fire commission or whatever. They do That was just some different ideas. That's what they do. We'd like to do a flag. I think it's like an 18x36 or something like that. Whatever, it's like 20x40, whatever. It's a flag to put the artwork on it. And I'd like to be able to get an inexpensive pole so that when we get to do one of our events, when the flag's flying, the kids come and do our thing. Mm-hmm. Have the trailer there, have the flag flying with the green patch on it. And we think we can do that relatively inexpensive as well.
Okay, so let's discuss the order. I mean, we've got the trophies, we've got the prizes figured out. I think the news release should be the last thing. The student notification. I think we should notify the winner.
Notify the winner. Put it on the next. I could update Charles tomorrow to make sure it's on the council agenda for the next meeting, if everybody's available for the next meeting, which is the fourth Tuesday of the month. Would you be okay with that?
Well, yes. You want to have all three?
You want to try, Ashley? How quick?
That's what I was going to ask.
Touch up. Can you send a picture away? I'll talk to Zeke tomorrow and just see him
well,
go back to the group.
Here's what I'm concerned with, that I think this should be presented as the winning imagery.
I agree.
I don't want the families of these other two children to come with something that's been doctored, because theirs wasn't doctored.
Yep, I agree.
Right? So the winner gets the opportunity to work and collaborate.
It would be hard if we sent it away. It would have to be somebody like Zeke in-house.
Right. So I just am concerned that, you know, the winner gets presented a prize based on this work, and then they get to proceed. They get to move forward. So any event that happens would be with this, with the originals that the council would see and everything else, and then it would be moved forward from there.
We might be able to have it blown up and have Trish put it on one of those hardboards, mm-hmm. so it's a larger size, have it displayed up here. When they come up, it'll be the original artwork.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, if you're
right.
Good with it.
Yeah.
Did you want to ask if everybody else had any suggestions for the prizes?
I think we've discussed it. Does anybody have any other ideas?
I think trophy's fine for the elementary.
Yeah.
I
always like gift cards.
Gift cards?
Yeah, because then the kids can have something else too. They can choose something.
Are we able to do a $10 gift card with a trophy since there is no budget?
I would make that happen. But should we have different dollars?
Should we have different what?
Dollar amounts, keep it all the same.
I'm okay with different dollar amounts.
Yeah.
Like what would your recommendation?
2010 and 2015 and 10.
10, 15, 20?
That'll work too.
Would that be something that the kids would appreciate, you think? Or is that $10, $15?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can get something for $10.
I'm wondering too, maybe
an 8-year-old or a 10-year-old
get some Chick-fil-A certificates and stuff like that.
Chick-fil-A will definitely give you free meals. I guarantee
that,
I'm sure they will.
You know, get some things like that to include with it, like
yeah.
stuff. And everybody get the same with that type of stuff.
We'll see McDonald's.
Like a gift pack or some sort of a.
Yeah.
We'll work on that then.
I guarantee you they'll probably give you 3 free meals for kids.
I guess I should say, right, you are right, 20, 15 to 10.
We're in agreement. Just lets us know we're in agreement. However you slice it.
It's not $10 for the first place. The second place winner, they get away.
The old say.
So try to get some gift cards from Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, and some places, and some gift cards from Walmart, and the trophies, and then I'm hoping we can get the flag worked out. Anybody got any ideas for the flag? Just plain white flag with this artwork on it?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Anything else on the flag?
What is white the consensus, or should it be like the city colors, or
I don't know what's going to clash and what's not. I mean, we're not going to put color into this, right? We're just cleaning it up. Is that right?
I'm all for color in the thing if they want color in the original.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what's going to be a deciding factor for the background. And if we're going to try to clean up any color. Should we keep it simple?
Well,
that goes, I think, back to the artist. If the artist wants to add color or not, so maybe we need to.
I'd say the patch, not necessarily the flag color.
Because if they keep it pretty much like this, I think it would look good on a white flag.
With the dark.
With the dark and the black. I mean, for me, but that's just. But if you're adding color, that's something totally different.
And we want to try to have the artist like sign.
So we still have an unknown. Because we don't know what they're going to.
Yeah.
No.
Definitely, I think the artist needs to sign it.
If I need to, I'll email each one of you individually.
Yeah, you need.
And get your opinion so we don't run into an issue.
We want the artist's input as to.
Yeah, I mean, we've got to have that.
The sharpening of it up, but it's not going to be a huge leap.
Yeah.
So, Chief, do you have to come back to us? I mean, I think you're trying to get this badge out, right? And so the more time that we come back and sit and kind of mull over. So if we were in agreement with the way this is and let Zeke and the artist come together and collaborate and bring something back to the Chief, which he already knows our thoughts of keeping it, like, we should not come back with something that looks like this. You know what I mean?
Yes.
When this was the artist's, you know, work. So right. I think for me, Chief, to come back over and over again is just going to prolong the time of getting the badge out. And I think the consensus was, this is it. The artist will give their input. There should not be anything taken out, but highlighted. And if the artist is okay with color, because Zeke put color and showed it on a white flag background.
I gotcha.
If he showed it on a green background and she said fine, and they okay with it,
and we'll, of course, we'll email you guys and show you the final and let you know. Okay. You're good with me moving forward with some form of trophy for second, third?
Yeah.
Yes.
If we can get it with their copy of their picture on it, that's what we want. If we can't, it is what it is.
Yep.
Is that okay? Their name and the year and police community, riding with the pack, and then right, police community connection. Okay. And it's a council meeting, right, Dan? Have this come before council?
Yeah, I think it's important.
This month or next month?
This month, end of the month, fourth Tuesday, right?
It's less than 2 weeks.
Because we're going to go with the original for all of this anyway, and that'll give us time to work with Dr. Bell and see if he can reach out to the children, and if we can coordinate with the parents, get them here.
That's ambitious.
We're going to make it happen. Okay. It may not, but
it's not happening.
If not this month, then the first meeting in July.
Can be, it's just putting it on the poster board with, hey, we're wanting to present and just let it be, known what it is. And then, so yeah, I think that's, I mean, we have what we need for that. It's just blowing it up.
Yeah.
And can I make a suggestion, Chief? All of these kids put effort in it.
Mm-hmm.
So should they receive some type of letter of thanks?
Okay.
Right? Whether that be signed by you, whether that be signed by whoever, but maybe they should all receive something for the work that they at least put in.
We can draft something, maybe have the, you want the board?
It's really up to...
I think it should be either signed by the board or signed, you know, the names of the individuals on the board ought to be on it.
How many actually submissions did we receive total?
Did you count? I haven't counted.
These are all the submissions that we have in front of us?
Okay.
Okay, so it's about 16?
Less than 20.
21, I'm wrong, sorry, 21.
And it was three different schools. I feel bad at that.
So can we not do a petition for Chick-fil-A meal for these to go along with the letter? Something, Hungry Howie or something?
Yeah, Trisha's probably got the better connections or something like that. I can reach out to her, tell her how many kids were, and see if we can't get a little something to include in a letter. But how would you want this letter structured from the police chief's advisory board, listing your members' names and signature locations at the bottom, stacked in three columns in at the bottom?
Yeah, and if I don't know how we would, if you wanted to come in and sign it, then we could have it here for members to come in and sign.
We could put it in your box and let everybody come in. Ashley can coordinate that, right? Ashley can hold on to it and everybody just come in and sign real quick.
Mm-hmm. And then they get
Mayor's just doing that with me at last minute for grants.
To the students.
Yeah.
I think that would be good.
Literally last minute. So.
Yeah. Might be a little tough for me to come in because I'm not going to be able to drive for 8 weeks.
Okay. Well, we can get it to you.
Yeah. I know where you live. If you're
yeah,
okay
that's true.
I will come see you, sir, personally. As far as that goes, I know where a lot of you.
Chief, don't be following me home, Chief.
Right. Put the lights on, pull everybody over.
We're all over the place. Okay.
Pull it over, lady.
I can see my face now, Chief.
Will it be difficult since they're out of school?
I don't know how hard it's going to be able to get up with family, but we have a system called Navigate 360 that we have access to. I'm going to go for Dr. Bell, let him.
Okay.
Maybe try to help reach out since that's the school.
Yeah.
And then have them reach out to me because I don't want to just cold call them.
Just right up with the lights on.
Yeah, this is, yeah.
Don't. Yeah. Makes me a little nervous.
She's cheap crap.
I don't think so. Somebody's getting arrested or in trouble. It might not work.
All right, so.
You guys did a good job.
What has she done this time?
So we've covered the student notification, a news release. I guess that would be something that can be covered at the meeting because you'll have press here.
They'll probably do the article for us.
They'll do something, take pictures.
We'll have them blown up, all three of them blown up with a label maybe for a second, third.
Yeah. And if something additional needs to be done, then we can arrange it.
Very, very aggressive timeline, but let's see, when is that, sir? The council meeting is 28th.
Yes.
Let's go, Chief.
We all.
And here's the other thing, is the agenda has to be out.
I'll have it out in the morning.
Tomorrow, right?
Yep, I'll have it to Charles in the morning.
Okay, so...
I was going to take vacation.
I'm going to give you an out.
Take this care of.
You know, you can wait till the first of the month.
I'm going to do my best to make it happen.
Okay.
You believe, right. Chief. God will.
All right, so we'll move on. I don't think that there's any other business we don't need to talk about. Now, one other thing before we move away from riding with the pack. I heard the pastor talk in February about PAK. Was it P-A-C-K or P-A-K?
Police and Community Connections with a K.
Okay, all right.
Unless I misunderstood.
Okay, there you go.
That's what I've been putting out there.
I was not picking up the community part of this.
Is everybody, is that right? Everybody?
Yeah, gotcha.
But, I mean, we were tossing out a lot of things that day. I don't remember. So
I was going to say, what was it again?
I don't remember.
Police
and Community.
Police and Community Connections with a K.
Connections.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
I think that was you that threw in that little fancy stuff, okay?
These abbreviations, with these kids, Chief.
All right, so we'll move on to old business, community engagement opportunities, Chief.
We had covered all that on the this as last time, but from as far as the policing community engagement opportunities.
It's an open old business. Do you have anything new?
We got the motorcycles, and we have been doing some contact. We're going to use them for more community engagement. That is a mobile community engagement tool right there. I'm telling you, you can hear everything, see everything. People stop and talk to you. You have them pull over all the time when I've been on them. And I really think these are, they're great. I mean, but this community engagement is getting ready to ramp up with this whole initiative here, with the trailer, with the flag, with the kids. I'll also say today I was at a meeting over at Meadowbridge the initiative, the partnership we have with the Children and Family First and Secret Community Hope and a whole lot of other organizations there. And they do a function on Thursday evenings. It starts usually about 3 o'clock with the community. And as I'm sitting there listening, we've not been invited there to do anything because they're doing like food banks, they're doing different trainings, they're doing different things. But I think we're going to try to start going there somehow, myself or one of the administrators on Thursdays, at least for an hour or so, and do some engagement there. Nothing more than just be there and talk with folks and be accessible. We have really good conversation afterwards today. I was there for a while afterwards. And that's how I met the firm we talked about. And so that's another community engagement opportunity we're going to take advantage of.
You said that's the third Thursday?
It's every Thursday at 3 o'clock right there. Now that the community center's open, that's a really nice center. The I know Miss Bernice was there.
First State Community Action.
From First State Community Action, and from the conversation I had with her like a year and a half ago about mobile classroom, it just never kind of came to fruition. We didn't have a place. I think they're getting ready to make that happen to bring in tutors, so that the kids have an opportunity, but not just for the kids. The parents have to be involved so they can teach the parents how to help the kids too. So that's something that is, the wheels just got started to move today. So I'm anxious to see how that turns out. They'll actually take a trailer someplace and do it, but this is a good opportunity for them to do that. Everything they're trying to do is not to become a daycare, but to become someplace to help the kids while they're helping the parents to evolve. Mm-hmm. From cooking fresh vegetables to tutoring the kids and things of that nature. So that we're going to try to get a little bit more involved in that. And I've got people that's been identified to be part of this Police and Community Connections team that are going to be going out, helping with the bicycle rodeos, helping with the events. Boys and Girls Club is going to be lending the sports equipment. And so we'll probably do an event on a Thursday to help every so often there. We'll do something at another park. And I think probably between the two. That way we're catching East and West Seaford, and it's large enough. And, of course, Boys and Girls Club, because they're going to be loaning us the sports equipment. So we're going to probably be the three places that we'll try to hit multiple times around here, just to give you a little update on some of that stuff. Traffic safety concerns?
Yes, sir.
Be aware, we put speed bumps, several on each side of Nylon, down on the south side, because that's a 5K if you walk it twice. Lots of people walk across there. Kids, older folks, just all kinds of folks, and people just fly up and down there. And the reason that area, we couldn't put them all up and down, we just don't have the funding right now, but we wanted to pilot, so we focused on the area that's heavily foot traffic lines now, and we've heard a lot of positive feedback there. The people that are complaining are people that are flying up and down the roads, and they use it as a cut-through, now they pick some other location, which, quite frankly, we knew that was going to happen, and from some intent, that narrows the focus down where we can actually catch the violators easier, because they're not spread out so far. Now we know they're coming down South Shipley. We've been down South Shipley. So, it's helpful. Same thing on Magnolia. Lots of people have moved in multiple developments back there. It's really becoming high density and lots of complaints. Speed limit's 15. We've added speed limit signs. We've put speed bump. We've done presence, and it has made a difference. And so we're going to continue to focus on that. Plus, we had the speed reduction out west of Seaford by the monastery.
Coming into town, this is still the Autobahn.
Yeah. It's unfortunate that we don't have so much resource. We try to do the best we can. We are full staff, but we were down 4 people. We're down 3 people now for long term. you know, injuries and different things that we have no control over. We are hiring more people.
Biggest group of violators is about 10 a.m. when you see the fleet of Amazon trucks coming out.
They've been warned and told. And
boy, they fly,
yeah.
I'm telling you.
So we do have some, just so you know, from that standpoint, what we're doing to improve our visibility.
You see 20 of them coming, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. What we're trying to do there is we have what's called a TAC card that just started coming in this week at 2 o'clock to increase the level of staffing that we have because our calls for services pick up. So the times that you see a lot of these traffic problems, unfortunately, are the times that our calls for service pick up. Our Office of Highway Safety jobs have just been significantly cut on the amount of money that they pay per hour. You know, so when you an officer can make a time and a half or $65 an hour flat rate, which job are you going to work? Now it's all time and a half. So what you find is younger folks just don't want to work as much as the older guys. I mean, I think it's the same way everywhere you go. So what we have to do is line the staffing so that they're going to be working during these hot spot times and we have more staffing. Therefore, sergeants are now required to dedicate someone to traffic enforcement because we have more people now to help out during those hot calls for service times. So that's very helpful. The traffic stops have increased and the enforcement has increased. And so I'm seeing that. I don't necessarily know we've been focusing so much on West Side Seaver because that's not where the crashes are. That's not where the big problems are. And we've got to go where we're going to get the biggest bang for the buck. That doesn't mean we're not going to be hitting back over there because we know school's going to be opening back up. We did craze training out at the monastery today. We did it at St. John's. We're going to be doing it here at this location. We've done it at multiple locations to help out because of school shooters. And
so talk to them about craze. Tell them what it is, the acronym.
Yeah.
They may not know.
Well, I know I sent it to you yesterday.
You did, or Tuesday.
Yeah, it's a response to active shooters events. So it's teaching folks that when you have an active shooter, how you respond to those situations. And it's about a 2.5 hour training if you don't include the stop to bleed. Stop to bleed is where you show people how to issue tourniquets and things. It's specifically for businesses and civilians. So it's civilian response to active shooter events, specifically for civilians.
When are you all doing that, Chief, and where are you doing it?
We just did it this morning over at the Montessori. We did it at St. John's last week. We're doing it here for the city, I think, on the 23rd in the morning and the afternoon, and we're going to be doing other trainings for other departments within the city later this year. We've done it at multiple businesses around over the last couple of years. We've done it at the schools. We're in the planning stage. I talked to Dr. Bell today to let him know that as part of the school safety comprehensive plan, we meet as a multi-jurisdictional meeting every year with state police, Blades, us, fire, EMS, paramedics, the school officials. And this year we're going to do a tabletop. We're going to set that up. And my goal is to complete a live drill exercise at the high school, and invite these other partners that are part of that school safety comprehensive plan so that we can not only do the tabletop, that's to work out logistics stuff. What you have, what you need, what's working, what's not, and then go live so you can see truly what's working, and then do an after action review and plan what we can do better next time in preparation. And there's some other things we have that's pretty exciting coming up in the fall that we'll talk about at a later date that's going to play into that, and our partners in training and competency and policy and all of this stuff that's going to go on. So that was another grant we got for $60,000. And the goal is to run this board through this simulator. So it's a big deal. Pedestrian safety ordinance, you guys heard us talk about that last time. I don't know if you have any questions. I think we've cut down significantly on a lot of the pedestrians that are in the area. We're still focusing on trying to get folks to walk on crosswalks. I seen someone did a negative post. I don't say negative, but not a real great post. Parker, Mr. Parker, my first name just
Thornton.
Thornton Parker does a fantastic job. We had two cops out there with 50, 60 kids here a few weeks back, and you're telling them when they're walking west, stay on the sidewalk, go down to the crosswalk. No sooner did you tell them that, they all and cut right across the road. You're not going to be able to control the kids. Mm-hmm. It just is what it is. If people think that when Parker's got the traffic stop, kids are going to walk and go right across the sidewalk instead of cutting across, they've kind of lost their mind. Unless the school puts staffing out there to help.
because police can't be there. We can't guarantee we can be there. Heavy calls for service. Plus, we're stopping traffic over on the other side, on the west side of the building. We run with 3 to 4 people per shift. We have 5. We've been having to augment with administration at times, so it's just impossible. It's a partnership, right? And we've had that conversation with the school. We've been having meetings, and we're putting some plans in place that will make things better next year, not just for pedestrians walking and trying to hit the crosswalks, but for traffic, the direction of the traffic, where they can and can't park on school lane. That becomes problematic for buses, and it makes it dangerous to vehicles, calling more cars pulling out there. So we have a pretty good plan. We're going to be meeting more this year to help the school with some logistics. And traffic enforcement concerns, we kind of hit that highlights too. So the traffic has gone up. Enforcement's gone up. Reprimands have gone up. With the motorcycles, we plan to use those to really hit traffic enforcement. We're waiting for this laptop to come back, especially for the motorcycles. We have Bluetooth-enabled printers to go on the motorcycles, so they'll be able to actually be on patrol, not just on overtime order, but on regular duty, in free patrol time, hitting traffic. People that are running stop signs, people that are speeding, people that are driving aggressively, just basically driving like an idiot, I hate to say it. We have a lot of folks doing that. And they'll also be able to handle a complaint, print out that report and give it to the victim and do those things. That's the goal. I got an email back from Dr. Diller today about the partnership, and she's waiting to hear back from the grant coordinator. Everything takes time. It's supposed to start July 1, but we're still in there. We're 1 of 5 agencies statewide, Wilmington, Dover, Smyrna, us, and Dell State University. That's part of that 5-year plan for recruitment and retention. And that's to try to help increase diversity, be more reflective of our community. From our officer standpoint, we're doing really well. Our current applicant pool, folks that had put in, a lot of them aren't calling us back. State police had 213 applicants for the September class. They normally have well over 2,000. Uh-huh. State police can't get candidates. Uh-huh. We do have candidates. We just gave a conditional job hire to hire an officer back that left 3 years ago. So things are changing. Our accreditation is in place. We're going for national accreditation. Hopefully by fall we'll be started. We're already started, but we will have paid our fee, got access, and there's a whole lot of work that goes in before you can start it. And we have a 12-week accreditation manager of school that our staff sergeant is completing here soon. And then we have to fly to Tennessee or Texas or someplace this fall to attend this conference before we can finalize it to meet the board. And a lot of good things will come out of that. And a lot of it's got to do with having specific policies in place before you can start. One of them is a recruitment and retention policy. We have the rough draft. It's pretty well ready to go. That's been turned into CALEA, the National Accreditation folks, for their review. And that'll play right into this partnership with Dell State University, along with a lot of other policies, active shooters, officer involved shooter, all kinds of stuff.
So speaking of DSU, do you want to mention something about your new intern?
Yeah, we're very excited. We've partnered with Dell State since 2020. From the community surveys we started, it rolled into doing internships. We have our second Dell State University student. She is, I'm telling you, this girl, she graduated from Seaford High School 3 years ago. She's a senior starting this coming year. She wants to be an attorney. She's going to college for CJ. She is working in our... with our policy manager, Valerie Form, and she's just doing a great job helping to fix policies, write new policies based on some samples that we give her from model policies, and Valerie's going back and forth with her. She's just doing a great job. We've also given her a chore to help develop a potential cadet program in the future, futuristically, that we can present to the council, Council Henderson, to Charles to consider going before the board. But this young lady is, she tells us to call her Shay. I call her Shay, so.
Shay St. Ford?
Yeah.
Shay St. Ford?
Yeah, Shay St. Ford. I'm going to go there because I tried to recruit her already. I said, how old are you? She turns 21 in 2 weeks. I'm like, well, next year you'll be 21. You'll have a bachelor's degree. You know the best attorneys always are prior cops, because you learn from both sides.
There you go, recruiting chief. Get them while they're in, chief.
Yeah, the other young man wanted to go further. He's back in grad school now. So we're doing well with that, and we've had high school interns as well during the school year. And we've really been very fortunate, and we want to keep building a Pop Warner team, a feeder program for the department. And if nothing else, building relationships, right?
Okay.
So I hope that updates you guys on all of that. If you've got any questions,
if there are no other questions, we have no other business.
Can I just make a statement before we close?
Yes, ma'am.
So, Chief, I hear you talk about some of the complaints. There's never not going to be a complaint.
I know.
Right? There's never not going to be a community complaint. There's never not going to be somebody on there that says you are the worst thing that ever happened, even though around us we can see that some good things are happening. I think for me on this board, if it was the same complaint about the same thing from multiple people, then I would be raising a flag saying, Chief, what are we doing about this situation, right? But, you know, no one likes negative publicity, but still, you know, you're not gonna, Mr. Parker cannot touch the children, right? So, you know what I mean? And then if he does yell at the children, guess whose parent is coming out there that's starting something else, right? So I think, you know, with that, it's just kind of got to roll with it.
Yeah.
Unless it becomes the same issue by multiple people or the same issue from the same person constantly, then maybe that might need to be addressed.
I appreciate that.
And then when you were talking to us before, you were talking about us being a council but also participating in the work and the help. And so, Judge, when you were talking about Amazon, most of the Amazon workers have a team meeting every morning.
Yeah.
If you call that Amazon office and you complain that their staff is driving too fast, I guarantee you eventually that's going to be part of their meeting.
Yeah.
Right? So we could do that by just saying your Amazon drivers continue to come up this road that I see every day speeding past the speed limit. I'm sharing this with you because we like you in our community. We want you to stay, but we also want to be safe.
Yeah.
Right? I pick up the phone, your Amazon driver.
but that is true.
Going really fast. And I would love for you all to stay here, and we love you in our community, but we would really like our people to be safe too. Right? The next call, who are these people calling Amazon? Right?
Yeah.
It's the people in the community saying, we're warning you before the cops get you.
Ashley, can you get the number to Amazon
sent over the board? I'm being dead serious.
No.
Chief, I'm dead serious.
I'm
not even joking about that. Because
we have
if
been
it
out
really
there
is
too.
A serious issue,
well,
and you all can't be there, then you have to notify those that have a place to say to their drivers, I'm getting notification that you all are rolling up this street extremely fast. And if they don't take it to heart, then they're
going to
see the tickets and then wonder why.
They
didn't, you know, address it when they got the complaint. So you can still call in and share that. So
yeah.
I think that would be helpful.
It's Katie bar the door at that Sussex Avenue light is green. They hit that, and then if they hit the Rite Aid light and that's still green, they're rolling. I mean, they are rolling.
And all of our complaints are on the other side of town.
Yeah.
It's very difficult. Not that we don't get over there, we just don't have the time to get there as often as we probably should be.
We'll call.
Yeah. But we do our best.
Yeah.
We'll keep
I mean,
mind.
And that's what we're here to do.
Yeah.
We're here to help.
Right.
So if it means, you know, this small form to call, again, one complaint, two complaints, something's going to be said when, hey, we're calling because we're getting these complaints.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Organize all your.
You want us to put up a negative review. Thanks, Amazon, for coming, but you're speeding down the highway.
All your
the other thing I finally got accomplished was I was waiting for a T-bone accident right in front of my house for years, and I finally convinced PNC to put their foot down with the landscapers and cut that bush back at the exit at the bank. Because it's a blind view when you look eastbound.
Yep.
And people blow that turn lane, and it would be a T-bone on the driver's side.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all because that bush would never get cut back. And I kept going in there and saying, you got to cut that shrubbery back. If you don't, I'm bringing my hedge trimmers over. You know. And finally they said, you're right. Because one of the tellers almost got hit.
Yeah.
And that's what led to it.
The traffic significantly increased when they shut the one down in Bridgeville, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, the Bridgeville folks love having to come to Seaford to go to the bank.
I do appreciate the support. You guys are wonderful. And we're trying the best we can, and any suggestions you have, we appreciate. And, you know, makes you want to work harder when you got a new group of people that have the same common goals.
Well, I'll be a good observer for a while because I'll be a front porch occupant for the next couple of months, except when I'm walking.
Okay, Chief, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We have a reminder of meetings. Our next Police Chiefs Advisory Board meeting will be on Thursday, September 15th, right here at City Hall at 7 p.m.
So will we get a notice or email that, yes, it's a go for the 28th? And
I'm gonna start working on it tomorrow. Okay. I'll email. I actually called Dr. Bell. He called me today. We're having a conversation. He called me about a COPS grant for FY24.
So with no further,
do we have the letters that at that time?
Well, I'm hoping to have
and
it all done next week.
And then that way we're here, we can sign the letters we're right here.
We should be able to get the letters early next week, ready to go. Ashley can make contact with everybody. And those that can't make it, Judge, I'll be knocking on your door.
Okay. All right, if there's no further business, then I'll ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We have a motion. Second?
I'll second that.
Thank you so much. If there's no discussion about continuing this meeting, I'll take the yeas and nays. All in favor to adjourn? Aye. Any opposed?
No, I'm going to sit here in order.
They're opposing somebody.